come. I would have to be right still until the whole crowd ate. My mama always said to me, Jim, take a tater and wait. Now taters never did taste good with chicken on the plate, but I had to eat them just the same. That is why I look so bad and have these puny ways, because I always had to take an old cold tater and wait.
All righty. It is Saturday, July 15th, 2023, and time for another edition of Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Trading Post this evening. I hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Saturday. And tonight's episode is Noticing Patterns with Miss Patricia Aiken 2. And this is episode number 33. And so we're very happy to have Miss Patricia Aiken back with us. But before we go into that, a tip of the hat to Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener for taking the Snack Shack show last week. I can't believe it's already been a week. This week has flown by. It's like, wow, the festival was last Saturday, and here we are a week out. But anyway, and also for Mr. RBN producer last Saturday for doing such a great job managing all the live feeds from the Dixie Republic there in South Kakalaki. We were coming every which way, and RBN, the producer, just hung with us, and we had a really good time doing those live shows from the Dixie Republic Summer Festival. And so tip of the hat to all the fine folks there last weekend. Oh, great turnout, wonderful event, really good event. I just really had a great time. They really took good care of me, and even ran into some fellow ham radio folks and some Murdoch fans, right? So it was pretty awesome. And then I got to feel like Santa Claus coming back up the long and winding road to Blackjack Mountain, and it was a long haul down there. But I got back, and of course I had all the presents from the Dixie Republic, you know, the books I picked up, the t-shirts, the food. Oh gosh, I brought back so much yummy food. So anyway, it's a great event, and so tip of the hat to all those. That was fun doing a live show and calling into my own show while I was on the road. So always expect the unexpected here at the Trading Post, right? Gotta roll with it. And speaking of that, we are getting ready to get hit with a massive thunder boomer, as we call them here on Blackjack Mountain, and we're looking at red dots heading right for us. So plan B is if I lose power, Miss Patricia Aiken is going to take the show. So who is Patricia Aiken, right? Oh, we go way back, and before I even had the Breakfast Club show going, I already knew Patricia Aiken and her Sacred Cow Barbecue show. She was just very active in the chats back during the great early days of the great troll wars after 9/11. And she's, you know, took us to school on everything from the real situation in South Africa to the real situation faced here in America by, you know, our farmers and our ranches are literally under siege. And she was there during the great, you know, the other BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, you know, total Marxist outfit trying to basically shut down farmers and ranchers. And then we, you know, took us down the saga of the Bundy standoff, like I said, and then the tragedy of Robert Lavoie Fennecombe, and then, you know, took a side trip over into the bizarre world of Uranium One, Hillary Clinton, and the deep state craziness. And so when I say she was a Breakfast Club pathfinder, she definitely has always been out there on the bleeding edge of the truth movement, and I've always enjoyed working with her. So I wonder what she's going to be wanting to talk about tonight. Now, the newbies will be opening up the phone lines after the first break at the bottom of the hour. So if you want to support RBN, though, remember, you know, we have to support our networks to keep shows like this on the air. And so we'll be talking about that more, how you can donate. But to call in after the break, you can call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or toll free at 800-313-3255. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And as always, you can come out to the Trading Post chat room at bb9tradingpost.chitango.com. That's bb9tradingpost.chitango.com, where we have the hottest news, the dankest memes, and the best tips on independent living. But if you're looking for a knife fight, we just assume you go someplace else. And the sun never sets on the North Gakalaki Trading Post. We have people posting in there 24/7, so come out and join us sometime. So I wonder what Miss Patricia Aiken wants to talk about tonight. Maybe she wants to talk about the weather. It's been great up here this week on Blackjack Mountain as I was trying to get caught up with all my chores that I neglected because I went running off to South Gakalaki last Saturday. And one of the things we were dealing with was a hot water heater that had sprung a leak. So I discovered this right before I was supposed to leave. And so we were dealing with that, you know, all week. But my crew was out here bright and early Monday morning before work to get it done before their regular work. So I appreciate my plumbing crew a lot who helped us out on that. Or maybe she wants to talk about the big Wake Watauga County debate on which was more hateful. Angry black man from Atlanta, Tobias M. Jones, going on a Mad Max terror rampage against white drivers in his semi-tractor trailer truck here in New Boone, echo, 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 or some kid waving a swastika flag near the carpetbagger Chicken Swinger Synagogue of Satan clubhouse. Or maybe she wants to talk about the conclusion of the 21st annual Appalachian State Holocaust Week Symposium. Yes, the 21st anniversary of the Appalachian State Martin and Doris Rosen Symposium, supported by Claims Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany and the Martin and Doris Rosen Symposium Endowment and the local Jewish community, was held this past week on the campus of Appalachian State University. And yeah, the symposium was Holocaust and the lessons for today. Well, the local lessons is we know that we're not allowed to tell the truth on Appalachian State University campus, even though we pay your salary. So maybe we'll talk about that. Or maybe she wants to talk about how our Globo Homosaurus puppet North Gakalaki governor, by way of corrupt elections, of course, Kying Roy Cooper, and his COVID 9/11 sidekick, Attorney General Josh Stein, are currently vetoing every conservative law our legislation passed. The guy's out of control. Is this breaking the noise floor in any other state? Are your other governors doing this? Or maybe she wants to talk about how, after exhaustive efforts, the U.S. Secret Service and the FBI have concluded their investigation of the White House cocaine. It's an official mystery, case closed. Does the same video security camera company that does, you know, all this work that keeps failing, like the White House cocaine and the pot and I think some other cocaine, all the cameras failed then, and then Jeffrey Epstein's cell, and then the Pentagon on 9/11. I think somebody could do a better bid on the service we're getting. Or maybe she wants to talk about the current war in France, and even though hundreds of Christian churches and cathedrals are being burned to the ground, the UN apparently is only concerned that some Iraqi invader burned a Quran in Sweden, but will all white European countries have to be punished for this desecration? The UN will let us know. Or maybe she wants to talk about how the U.S. House critter questioned FBI Director Christopher Slimeray, and why Congress critters like Jerry the Penguin Nadler, angry black woman Sheila Jackson Lee, and Adam Pencilneck Schiff all love him so, and all the service the FBI does. So why do those guys, you know, those Congress critters love the FBI so much? Or maybe she wants to talk about how Anchor Brewing Company, founded in 1896, is calling it quits. Meanwhile, Bud Light Tranny has fled to South America because y'all were so mean. Or maybe she wants to talk about how a tranny just won the Miss Netherlands beauty contest. Maybe Miss Neanderthal would be more appropriate, but Miss Netherlands beauty contest. dressed and will be competing in the Miss Universe pageant. Or maybe she wants to talk about how all of Hollywood Babylon is going on or is on strike, but nobody cares. But everyone is certainly losing their minds over the film Sound of Freedom getting released. Or maybe she just wants to talk about fishing. So, Miss Patricia Aiken, welcome back to the Trading Post and the Snack Shack, and tell us, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I could talk about all of those things, Frederick, and I always love your opening monologue. It is the best, totally the best. But, you know, I want to correct some information, misinformation that I gave out on my show like 2 weeks ago, where I talked about dental stuff. And I got some things wrong, and I have since been enlightened, because you know what? We can do a lot of things for our own health. I say, if I got diagnosed with cancer tomorrow, I wouldn't lose a minute's sleep over it. I know exactly how to handle it. But things in your mouth are more difficult to deal with. And some of the things that they promote online and that I've been doing turns out aren't good for your teeth. Like, I've been using clove oil when I oil pull, and it turns out that clove oil can actually kill the nerve in your tooth.
Oh, wow.
And it kills all the bacteria in your mouth instead of just the bad bacteria. And so, wow. I stumbled on a woman recently, and her name is Dr. Ellie. You can go to drellie.com, where she talks about this, and she helps people restore their teeth and gums, and it's absolutely amazing. She uses some, you know, Walmart kind of products. I mean, but she has a good reason for it. But she's totally opposed to flossing your teeth. What
now,
dentist will tell you that?
That is interesting. Yes, but one of the old things was clove oil. But like you said, yeah, clove oil is incredibly powerful, and it will do some damage. Yeah.
Yeah, so, if you have a toothache, you know, maybe like a one-time use for it, very sparingly, as she talked about, but not every day.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's amazing. And what she says you need to use, well, let me just go back to flossing for a minute. She says, if you had an infection, say, on your knee, would you rub a piece of string over it? No, that's what flossing's doing. And you're actually, if you have an infection in your gingiva, you're actually pushing it into your bloodstream, where it can be dangerous. And we know that a lot of heart disease is caused by dental, bacteria. And so she says no flossing. If you've got something stuck in your tooth, well, you know, you can brush it or kind of rinse your mouth. Maybe if something's really stuck, once in a while, have some available. But the thing that is the real key to her whole thing is xylitol. Xylitol actually feeds the good bacteria in your mouth, and so you restore the microbiome in your mouth, which puts a dental film over your teeth and helps them regenerate the enamel in your gums.
Next, you'll be telling me fluoride's not good for me.
Well, you know what? Yeah. She says there's several kinds of fluoride, and one of them's okay.
Yeah. But I was just making the joke there of the dental industry, giving us toxic fluoride in the water supply under the guise of dental health. But yeah, one of the things I've had to do recently is with someone who went through the radiation treatment, as we say, Dr. Dyke and her rainbow death ray up here that I had to go through, and it basically sterilized the GI tract. Right. And
wow.
So just having to do all this research of, how do you put that stuff back? And it says, and it's just you're learning about all of these systems, like in the mouth, this part of the digestive tract, this part of the digestive tract. And, it's interesting that, Rockefeller Medicine, I think, was about setting up a sterile environment, sterilize everything. And, we're finding that maybe that wasn't the best way to approach healthcare. What do you think?
Oh, he just might be right there. As a matter of fact, they did a study as early as the 60s where they took servicemen and that had no cavities, and they cleaned one of their teeth, had. And the other group didn't have a cleaning, and then they exposed them to bacteria that causes cavities, And guess who got infected with that bacteria? The ones that had their teeth cleaned.
Right.
The ones that they didn't disrupt the microbiome in their mouth, the healthy microbiome. Boy, so what's your friend doing for to restore her gut bacteria or his gut bacteria?
Well, not to turn this into an infomercial, but after, painstaking trying just about everything, Dr. Gundry's work, his probiotic formula and mm-hmm. prebiotics, et cetera, that model, has just done a miracle. And, it's just really wonderful that, it has stabilized because it was getting bad. We've had luck with that, but so many of the over-the-counter probiotics, just really didn't do the whole GI tract to the point where you need for proper digestion, right?
And there's tons of stuff out there, so infomercial or not, I think if you find something that works, that people would love to know about it. So yeah, I'm happy to know that his supplements work.
Yeah, and the Deshe Law, North Kakalaki, I learned this when I was working with the co-ops, the health co-ops, says, I am not promoting, I am not a doctor, I am not prescribing anything, I am just saying that as an observer and an advocate, I observe the person taking this and having this kind of reaction from it, and no bad side effects. So there you go.
But, that's right, or I say, well, I can't tell you what to do, but if it was me, this is what I would do.
Yeah.
That one works too.
Right. And, but his stuff, his infomercials, on the websites and stuff, they love their marketing. I will say, that's probably one of the things, just kind of an aggressive marketing strategy. But, his product seems to have the numbers, and we're very happy with it. So, yay.
Awesome.
Because that was bad. It was really bad. And so now it's getting better, So, yay.
Well, I know people have done, and I don't know if it's available anymore, but L. Salivarius, and I wonder if his formula has L. Salivarius in it, because that stuff is absolutely amazing. I remember when I first took it, it was Yard Garden, I think is our garden, RX Garden, and they had put some together, but they weren't very smart marketing people, so I don't think that it lasted, but oh my gosh, a woman took a bottle every day. She had third or fourth stage, some kind of female cancer. And at the end of the month, it was completely gone because of the L. Salivarius. She cleaned up her digestive tract, the whole thing, and restored the microbiome, and she was well.
Right. And, the old adage, gut health is health. That is, so spot on. I'm learning more and more just how important that part of the equation is in healthcare.
Right, in your teeth are just little mini organs.
Right.
I mean, it's absolutely amazing. This year I couldn't understand why my body temperature tanked so much, because I do take Cytomel, and it's never been that low if I've been on thyroid medicine. But sure enough, this tooth that I'm having a problem with, that's on the meridian that affects your thyroid. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and that thyroid is kind of important.
Yeah, kind of important.
This crazy biochemical machine.
Yeah, they're all important, but the interactive tooth charts are amazing. If you're having an issue with your health, I totally recommend go there. If you have a tooth problem, and you'll see, I have a friend, she does everything. She's been diagnosed as a diabetic, but man, she eats so well. She goes, "What is going on?" Well, we check the tooth chart, and guess what? I do have a problem tooth. Guess what it's connected to? Pancreas.
Wow, now that's interesting. That's those patterns, I learned more about Chinese medicine and Indian medicine and all these traditional pre-Rockefeller 1800s, 1900s, they had these systems, and they were not naive systems. They were, years and years and years of observation of cause and effect. And it seems that, suddenly all the medical industry had to be just completely turned on its head. and you know, turned into like a factory. And you know, I'm just horrified of what I see in the healthcare syndicate, especially going through COVID-9/11 up here. So I think we're looking at more and more independent parallel economies, and part of that parallel economy to get out of the their system is how are we going to provide healthcare for ourselves and for others if we are cut out from that white coats of Baphomet system, as I call it.
That's a good one, Frederick. Really good. That sums it up. But I've been finding some cheap stuff that really helps with people's health. As a matter of fact, I ordered a bunch of multi-wave oscillators, George's Lakowski technology. And there's a man, a really nice man on YouTube. His name is Kelly. I think he says Edom. I'll type it in the chat room when we're done here. Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, I believe. And his last name is E is an echo, I is in India, D is in Delta, E is an echo, M is in Mike. Kelly Edom in his channel on YouTube. And what he's done, he's 73 years old now, and he actually took oscillating fans and he rigged them up with these relatively inexpensive multi-wave oscillators that he got on Etsy from a guy named Applicum, and I believe he's in Slovenia, maybe. But I think they're 3D printed or whatever, but they're helpful. And he put them on these because Lakowski said if it was the added motion to them, they would be even more effective. And I got to tell you, with him, he holds up his hands, and he's 73 years old, and they are the hands of a young man. It has done so much for his skin. So he shows a picture in one of Lakowski's books of an elderly woman, I think she was in her 90s, that had a tumor on her upper cheek, like right under her eye. And, I mean, it was black, ugly, and stuff. In just 3 weeks of once a week for 15 minutes sitting between these two multi-wave oscillators, not only was the cancer gone, but her face was younger. I mean, it was amazing what it did for her whole skin. And so these are cheap to make. I recommend that everybody goes over there. Oh, yeah, Mer Bailey. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yes.
she's the link queen. Thanks, Mer Bailey. Yeah, yes. Kelly Eve, she's got them. Yeah, she's got all those links there. So you can run over and see Mer, and she'll keep you straightened out on that. But, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And you can just get a cheap oscillating fan. I just ordered one. I have an old one, but it belongs to the folks that own the house. And so I don't want to mess with that one. So I just ordered a cheap plastic one and, glue this stuff on and let it go. He even used one of those flat ones that you would use probably in a computer that sits flat. And he actually put not only did he put some multi-wave oscillators on it, but a piece of like an argon puck, like maybe a little dome. And he said the energy out of that was crazy and how it improved the neighborhood.
Right.
He said he had neighbors that used to fight twice a week, and now they're just fighting twice a year. So it improves the environment for sure.
Well, this is one of the things that, we talked about a little bit offline the other day of not only is this a biochemical machine, but this is also an electromagnetic machine, right? That we have our sensory arrays and, we process this information electronically, in our cells, et cetera. And I'm really having to go back and revisit, all of the wave theory, that I was taught, at college and university and stuff like that. And then the stuff that system completely rejected and just, demonized, et cetera. And one of the things we were talking about was, the big question, was there something to Wilhelm Reich's orgone energy experiments, and you see a lot of people trying to recreate his, orgone generators to fight cancer. So what's your take on that?
I think there's definitely something to all that.
Yeah.
And a person that I've been following, and I just have to say, I had the pleasure of interviewing Matt Roske from Cultivate Elevate the other day, and we pre-recorded, so he'll be on the Freedom Times NewsHour tomorrow. But then I went to his Telegram channel, and there was somebody there talking Oregon, and his name is Mitch, but his website is The Oregon Donor, which I think is totally clever. But he's actually gone out and done gifting, like with Oregon Tower Busters and stuff. Talk for a second where he can stop barking.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so to fill you guys in on the conversation you missed the other day, we were talking about not only Wilhelm Reich, but also people like Herman Helmholtz and his the psychology of sound, and just how, you know, various ways, both sound waves and electromagnetic waves and magnetism affects you, and how, you know, there's this new movement of not only using this stuff as healing, and musicians are going back to pure tunings and not tuning to 440, which is a discord. And so you're basically agitating that system with a discord rather than harmonizing it, right? And so now we have this movement of farming, where if we add, field effect type, environments, will we get a better yield? And, this is what's fascinating to me is, the people are saying, yes, we are getting this. And this is a particular interest to me, because here after the battle for Blackjack Mountain, which we lost, we lost all of our garden space, all of the bee yards, et cetera, and are under siege. We're having to rethink, our whole gardening strategy. And so, are we going to actually have to do, building structures with grow lights? And if we put in this field effect stuff, would we get a higher yield? So are you back yet?
I sure am.
Okay.
And I agree that you would get a higher yield with electroculture. And what Kelly is saying, that the multi-wave oscillators that he's using, that you could use, would actually increase the effectiveness of your electroculture, the copper that's wrapped around, wood, and put in your garden, that would make that more effective as well, because it's all energy and frequency, right?
Right. And, how do those various frequencies and their amplitude levels, affect you? One of the things, I've been getting into ham radio over the last few years, and getting back to, my love for radio as opposed to computers and music gear and stuff like that. And you go through, one of the first classes is antenna safety, that, if you're putting out this much power, you don't want to grab hold of this antenna. Matter of fact, you don't really want to be near that antenna, but yet, we have all this corporate marketing that's telling us how safe all this electromagnetic radiation is that we're bombarded with daily, right? And, is that having a negative effect on our health? What's your take on that kind of thing?
Oh, well, I'm a canary in the coal mine. I finally figured out my main problem with my thyroid was that I'm EMF sensitive. And so I have a sleep issue because of that. And when I moved here to the middle of nowhere, Nevada, I was hoping to get a good night's sleep, and I couldn't understand why I wasn't, because I'd even turn the breaker off in the house and not have any, EMF. And I still couldn't sleep. Well, it turned out to be the big power pole that the power company owns that's out in my garden. When I put my trimeter on it, it pulses off the chart. I mean, it just goes right off the meter. And so it's funny, because about a year or so ago, I said to my neighbor, not last night, but the night before, I slept so good. I woke up turning cartwheels. I was giddy. I felt so good. Just, that's the night the power was off.
Oh, wow. Yes. And, are we being bombarded? And is it not? No accident, right? Anyway, you are listening to the Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Blackbird Nunn, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn. And our guest this evening is Miss Patricia Aiken. And we will be back after these messages.
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Yeah, my book has got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman. It ain't got no man, 'cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
All right, we are back. You are listening to the Saturday Snack Shack with your host, Frederick C. Blackburn, a.k.a. Blackbird 9. And my guest this evening is Miss Patricia Aiken. And we've already got some phone calls lined up. If you want to call into the show, you can have call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 or toll free 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And don't forget to go out and donate to RBN. We have to keep networks like Republic Broadcasting on the air to fight the media monopoly meanies we are up against. So, Mr. Producer, could we have Mr. Tom in Florida? Mr. Tom, are you there, sir?
Yes, good day. Good evening to you. Nice speaking to you, Frederick and Ms. Patricia. I never actually called your show, but I call a lot of other shows. But Very interesting. I'd like to ask both of y'all, what do you think about the reversing of aging? Because you know, I was listening to y'all, and I believe they could find a vaccine for COVID, which is a lot of joke. But I was wondering, you know, I think resveratrol, ashwagandha, and I ate a lot of blueberries and cranberries, and it seemed to help me a little bit as far as how I was feeling like a couple months back when I was really down and out, and I feel I got more energy. So I believe they could probably come up with a magic pill for like a fountain of youth type thing for aging. But before I go there, you can even answer that. I don't know if you have been following the media lately, and I want to go to immigration in about a second about what with all the money that's being spent. But first off, have you seen the clip of Kamala Harris saying the world needs to be depopulated? She's on video saying it. You can watch it.
Yes, I saw that clip this morning, actually. Have you seen that, Ms. Patricia?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I'll have to send you a copy of the link. So, anyway, go ahead, Mr. Tom.
Yeah, well, you know, Kamala Harris is, and you got this bumbling imbecile who had two aneurysms, and he's the president of the United States. He looks like a total weakling. He's falling down everywhere. He's bumbling. He's fumbling. He's hiding in his basement, hiding Biden in the basement, Biden. I mean, this is a disgrace. And the guy, you know, screams out he's a Catholic, Irish Catholic. He's not no more Catholic than I'm a rabbi. Okay, this guy's a liar, and he lies through his teeth. And, you know, it's disgraceful. And you know, I got to tell you, I called Stephen Douglas Widener's show this afternoon. And after I talked, we had a nice talk. This gentleman called in right after me, and he was talking about Bobby Kennedy and about the vaccinations and how the vaccinations were actually made to kill off white people, the white Caucasians, but it wouldn't affect the Jews or when it was affecting the Afro-Americans also. Have you heard about that with Robert Kennedy on tape saying something about that?
Ms. Patricia, have you heard about that?
No, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I started hearing chatter on that, and some links were sent to me. I have not had a chance to go out and vet them. but, yeah, that seems that to be...
Yeah, Frederick, that's something that has to be investigated. That has to be investigated because if this is true, and I just saw this now about 10 minutes ago, it was breaking news that Netanyahu went going to the hospital for a breathing
problem. Right.
But you know, I don't know what to make of this giant cabal. You know, it's nonsense. And then one more thing, and then I'm going to go back to health because I like to talk about health issues. And
okay,
you know,
we need to wrap it up.
We got
a few more. Tom, you need to wrap
it
up to one thing, and we got more other people. So go ahead.
Okay, yeah, well, then I just saw on a Breitbart in Newsmax, this guy, Tom McClintock, he was talking about there's 2.5 million illegals at the border waiting to break in. There's a 1.6 million that got away. They don't know where the hell they're at. And you got another 2.5 million that came in since Biden has been president. Can you imagine the money's going to be wasted, taken away from the American citizenry, which we could be having the greatest health care, all the money that we could have built that wall, we could have kept our country safe from all these illegals committing all kinds of atrocities and crimes. And here, Tom McClintock is basically giving you the figures. California with 16.5 million illegals in one state alone. That's not counting Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. What the hell? And the health problems that American white Americans are facing, let alone Afro-Americans in this country, when they get their senior years, and people would vote for a Democrat, for the Democratic Party? Are you insane? Are they insane?
Right.
Vote for Democrats?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Tom. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you have a great weekend. Okay. Mr. Producer, could you want to address that real quick, Ms. Patricia? You know, what's your take on the immigration and the money being made?
No, it's just for our destruction. Come on, it's just an overdrive on that.
Yeah. And, you know, his first point about the biospecific weaponry, that's spot on with what Mordecai Vanunu was saying in the 80s when he went public with what he saw beneath Dimona, not only with the illegal nuclear programs, but the biochemical weapon programs. And part of what came out with that was Israel was researching DNA-specific weapons that they would be immune to, but would affect certain demographic groups, you know, Africans, you know, Europeans, etc. And so that was made public back then. And so what this quote from RFK Jr. or Bobby Kennedy Jr. you know, is spot on line with that strategy. And, you know, the old thing of a poisoner never uses a poison that they're not either, you know, immune to or have an antidote to, you know, because then you kill yourself, right? So, the other thing, you know, was the immigration. Here, you know, we're just getting busloads, and it's all these, you know, chicken swinger NGO groups that are, you know, funded with all this dirty money that they're getting paid for everyone that they position, and they're just bringing in busloads from Greensboro. You got a straight shot from the border to Greensboro, North Kakalaki, then up here, and they've got, you know, here's your phone, here's your, you know, driver's license, here's your voter ID, et cetera, et cetera. And meanwhile, you know, you've got the Appalachian Mountains being destroyed from this economy and from, you know, still survive, you know, recovering from fuck COVID, right? So what's your take there? Did I lose you, Patricia?
You know, I should probably take my microphone off mute. That might help. Ah. Yeah, they flooded the second cities, but we've got a backlog of callers here. Come on, Frederick. We got to talk to some folks.
Yeah. Okay, let's get Mr. Mike in California.
Hey. Hi, Frederick. Hi, Frederick. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, come. What's on your mind tonight?
Can you repeat that gut health? I'm interested in that. That product, is it something I can get online of concerning gut health?
Yes, let me pull it up here. But it's Dr. Stephen Gundry.
Does he have a website?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to pull up for you here.
And he's on a. If you watch any YouTube, you're bound to hit a video by him.
Oh yeah,
I'd like to get a product to help. You know, I'm a 63-year-old male, and I'd like to get a product to help with that. Because normal bowel movement, daily bowel movement's important to good health.
Exactly.
That's right.
So just go to Dr. Stephen Gundry, and he'll have something there that I could look a product.
Yeah, if you just throw him in any search engine, I'm sure his website will come up for you, Mike.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. And, yeah, our health is... in addition to our mental health, our physical health, because we're going to have a lot of stuff to deal here with in the next several years here. A lot of stuff, things are coming our way, and we need to be healthy and spiritually strong, too, in addition to this frontal assault on humanity by the synagogue of Satan. You guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, and it's GundryMD.com, so GundryMD.com. So, like I said, we've had good luck so far with that and no ill effects so far. So, all right.
Thank you so much.
You have a great weekend. Producer, can we have Jay in L.A., please? Mr. Jay, how's it going this evening?
Hey, guys. A big fan of both you guys. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I just had a quick question and a comment. Anybody who's trying to have regular movements, I highly recommend like 5 dates a day. That's been magic for me. I just start my day with 5 dates, and you can set your clock to me. So I highly recommend that. Secondly, I wanted to ask you guys' opinion on the 5G stuff that they're rolling out, all the frequencies and the towers and everything you guys are talking about. How are they making sure that they aren't getting nuked by this? And I was wondering, is the point of this stuff just to hurt humanity, or is it? Are they planning it because they need this technology to roll out, like, you know, the autonomous police forces and all that stuff, or is it a combination of all that? I was curious if you could touch on what you think the point of it is, and where they're headed with it. And lastly, what do you think of these things that you can attach to your phones and different things that are supposed to block some of that stuff? Is that just marketing and everything, or is there some truth to that? Thank you.
Good call. Ms. Patricia?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think it's all part of the plan. They're setting up an electronic grid all around us. There's one, and that's why I'm so impressed with the organ donor and what Mitch is doing to break that up. I mean, he has totally changed the weather in Arizona. They've had more rain since he's moved to Arizona than ever. There's no more drought. They can't even talk drought. They've had snow. They've had rain. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what he's been able to do by breaking up those towers. you know, when he puts out the Orgon generators, he uses these, because of earth pipes and things like that, they bury them. I mean, it has changed Arizona. And so I think that works. And the phone things, the things that they make, some of them work great. I don't know others so much, but I definitely have one on mine. Shungite works. Orgon stickers work. I think it all helps, no doubt about it. But, you know, we're stuck on these phones. I think we should shut them off and leave them in the other room and all that at night when we're not using them.
Right. Yeah. Wonder if we'll have to start sleeping in Faraday cages. And but you know, to me, it's just getting a good meter of, and just, you know, seeing how much things are putting out. And one of the things I'm worrying about is riding in these electric vehicles. I mean, the inductive force and the electric magnetic force of those kind of electrical systems, you know, that, you know, what kind of long-term effects is that going to have on people? So okay, Mr. Producer, can we have Paul in Michigan, please? Mr. Paul, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I just wanted to add my two cents to the gut flora conversation. About a decade ago, I had major gut surgery, abdominal dissection, and then they treated me with all kinds of antibiotics to keep infections down. And basically wiped out my gut flora, all except for Clostridium difficile, which is an organism.
Oh my God.
I think a lot of people probably carry it, but when it's all by itself, it really can cause you a lot of problems. And I was miserable as heck. And they didn't do it. My gut flora eventually reestablished itself somehow, but we were about ready to give me get a donor and give me a poop transplant. You know, preferably somebody, a close relative that you live with or something, and you actually take some of their feces and dilute it in some juice or something and reestablish your gut flora that way. And I was a little surprised that the medical establishment would humble itself to admit that something that simple would work.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, isn't it, Paul?
Well, I didn't go that route, but I was perfectly willing to do it. I was so miserable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That really reverses things like, you know, Crohn's disease and things like that. It's just absolutely amazing how much the microbiome is in there. They call them fecal implants. I mean, yeah, they totally work.
Anyway, so people say
I'm glad you survived the Clostridium. Some people don't.
Yeah, it was I mean, just like 24 hours a day, just wrenching gut pain. You know, I didn't get much sleep. It was miserable. Anyway, that's my 2.5 cents.
Oh, great call. Thanks for calling in, Leah. Yeah, glad you're okay and recover from that, because like she was saying, you know, some people don't. That's, you know, that's sad part of, you know, doing elder care is all these years is, yeah, you're there at the end of life, and you know, the systems that start breaking down, you know, during that time, you know, and it's really tragic to see people's, you know, GI tracts go down, and that kills them. And one of the most terrifying things I'm seeing chatter about is women who took the clot shot Jew jabs, and they're nursing their babies, and the biomasses aren't transferring from the mother to the child like they're supposed to. So you get all these gastric distress systems in these babies because the breast milk isn't providing the genomes like they're supposed to. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh yeah, I've been seeing that. It's just diabolical. Just diabolical how these clot shots have the effect they've had on people. I mean, there's worse things than dying. Some of what people are living through. Hey, and I want to tell you, since we're talking frequencies, can I change the topic for a second?
Oh, yeah, your show. What do you want to talk about?
Arthur Furstenberg, who's an expert on EMF things, he had a Substack article that showed that horses collapsing at Churchill Downs, you know, where the Kentucky Derby is held, is up eight times more horses are collapsing on the track. And why is this? Some of them are dying. Oh, because they're wearing saddle pads with Wi-Fi in them. And when they get into a group, all that EMF is going out. And horses are so sensitive. Horses are collapsing 8 times more than usual.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about the Wi-Fi aspect, and that's interesting.
Yeah, they're saying, oh well, these are really they'll help you track your horse's health and how they're doing and all this, but they're killing them.
Oh, I was thinking it was going to be vaccine. They'd find it was vaccines that were killing them, but you think it's EMF?
Oh no, it's EMF, and they show the saddle pads and everything. You can look Arthur Furstenberg up on Substack, and you'll see the article. And I'm sure if you just hold on for a second, Mer Bailey will go and dig that out for us. That's the kind of gal she
right
is.
There. Yes, she's quick. I've got quite the crew in there. They've already got their meme quivers ready for the show. What meme you want? I've got it right here. You need to learn about chickens. Go watch this. Right here. We got you covered. So, what else is going on? You want to talk more about the gardening and
My goodness, my garden has been demolished. Something dug a hole, a tunnel underneath, and mowed down all my lettuce. I was going to take a picture because my lettuce was so beautiful. I've got it under a piece of fencing, and I've got white sheet over it to shade it during the day, and I've got squash ready to grow up. No, mowed it down. Mowed down all my strawberries. Mowed down my stargazer lilies, ate every blossom off my marigolds. I mean, this thing has been ravenous in my garden. But other than that, I'm pretty excited. No, electroculture is amazing. I had just a small section because I have really horrible soil here, and I'm not going to mess with it next year. I'm just going to lay down some weed cloth and then cardboard and then build soil over that. But I had a section that I took some basalt, which is minerals, volcano minerals, and mixed that in with the soil and added some sand for drainage because I get no infiltration. And I put some cucumber seeds in there, and I put some electroculture there. And oh my gosh, they just went poof. Like, I've never seen anything germinate that fast and sprout. And they're catching up with ones that I planted over a month before. So this electroculture thing works if you have the right soil. Now, if you don't have the right soil, it's not going to work. Or if you don't have infiltration, because it needs the moisture in the soil and some minerals in the soil to get that battery effect going.
Yeah, that's the fascinating aspect of this is just, engineering gardening around this, connectivity principle.
Yeah, and not only that, but I think if you put a couple principles at play here, and the other one would be regenerative agriculture, where you start putting 6 different plant families together in the same area, where they start having quorum sensing. Quorum sensing is where they talk to each other and they put out root exudates like carbon. I mean, you don't need fertilizers. They're going to talk to each other and create soil for you, and then you're having produce that's 2,000 times more nutrient dense than what you buy in the supermarket.
Yeah, it always reminds me of the traditional Appalachian garden of the Three Sisters. Have you ever heard of this? The three?
No.
Yeah, it's known as the Three Sisters, and it's the corn, the beans, and the squash.
Oh, the Three Sisters. Oh, those ones, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's just how those three plants, work symbiotically with the others. It's just like, and then taking that to the next level to what you're talking about is just fascinating to me. It's people putting I put this plant in because it deters this. I put this plant in because it does this. So it's just the strategic gardening that's so fascinating to me.
Yeah, I laugh about the woman that's really the expert on this is Dr. Christine Jones. She's out of Australia. And there was a gentleman who, a dairy farmer in New Zealand, and he didn't want some Aussie bird telling him how to run his farm. But he listened to her and stuff, so he did it her way. And he went out and dug up some soil, and he said, oh, no, I must have just burned something here. That's why this is so black. I must have burned something. So he went and he dug up like 20 other holes on his property. and he couldn't get over it. He was turning cartwheels. Not only is his soil been completely revived, carbon's been put back into it. You know, the plants are doing amazing, but he's eliminated his vet bills because his livestock are so healthy, they don't need any trips to, you know, from the vet.
Right.
Absolutely amazing.
And you really wonder, yeah, the things that these feed stores are selling as animal feed, we're discovering again and again and again, we really don't want to be feeding this to our animals. And so to me, you know, getting back to those small systems where you're growing the food for your livestock on the same piece of land or getting it locally versus going to Tractor Supply and buying chicken feed that's going to make your hens stop laying. You know, it's like, oopsie.
it's abysmal what's gone on in that. But in not that, you know, most people that work in those places know about that. I'm sure that's a decision that's made corporately. But, you know, you look at how this everything has changed. When we have a dust storm here in the valley, it is white or a very light gray. But dust storms during the Dust Bowl, the Dirty 30s, were black. I had a friend on Maui that she had been a little girl during the Dust Bowl. And she said they could have a ceiling light on, all the windows and doors closed, and you still couldn't see the ceiling light. That's how black the dust was because there was so much carbon in the soil. I think we talked about this the other day, too.
Right. And
how the banksters created the Dust Bowl.
Right. And, you know, it was the our Holodomor, basically, and that all the experts from the government were going in and saying, we have scientifically decided that the way you've been doing farming for thousands of years is wrong. Do it this way, and it's going to be great. And lo and behold, we get the Dust Bowl. And it's like, how accidental was that, do you think?
Yes, when Victor Schauberger went to the Bulgarian government and said, hey, I've got a way that you can increase your farm yields. Just give all your farmers these copper tools to work within in their farms, and it'll double your production or better. And they said to him, no, thank you, because we get a kickback from the pesticide and fertilizer company, so we're not interested in that. And then they went on a campaign to, you know, make him sound like a crazy person. And they also went and told all their farmers on a radio campaign, you know what, you'll grow too much food if you do that, and you won't make any money.
Well, Miss Patricia, we are about out of time, so I want to give you the last word to wrap it up and tell everybody what you plan to do the rest of the summer and what you're working on, things like that.
Well, just having fun with the Eureka Garden Club and getting a book finished, and we're wrapping it up here. Frederick, I always enjoy our conversations on air or off air. You're just such an amazing host. Thank you for inviting me today. I've had a great time.
All right. Thank you so much for coming back. You're always welcome here at the Trading Post and on the Snack Shack. And you have been listening to Blackbird 9 Saturday Snack Shack. I'm your host, Frederick C. Blackburn. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, wonderful Saturday night. And until next time, I will see you all at the rendezvous.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.